Good morning, Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance non-residential moms and dads. This is Christina Miller, your handy-dandy Mother Rogue, coming to you yet another weekend from Boston's Merrimack Valley region. I miss my son. I just like you miss your son or daughter. And right now, I am staying put until August. Until I know that it's the right time, it's hard to explain. I needed some time off the road. You too might need some time off the road. You too might one day be at war with your commute, flight, drive to see your child and think, especially if it's over a long distance, I can't do it again. There's nothing wrong with that. You're human. You're allowed to be human. I know we have to fight twice as hard and twice as long to prove that we're half as good as our residential peers, but you don't have to burn out a car. You don't have to put your health in jeopardy. And unless you've promised your child, you don't need to make that trip. Give them some idea of when you will be there. Right now, I've kind of left things open. I told my son I'd be down in August. Odds are I'm not going to hold out until August. It was exactly 30 days last Friday, June 28th, since the last time I saw him live and in person. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been fighting myself not to drive down to New Jersey. To the extent that we had a power outage this morning. I woke up at 6 o'clock and the power wasn't on. And had it not been for the fact that I have a garage door opener and reconnecting that garage door opener when the power goes back on so that it opens when I press the button is really difficult for me. It must be because it's analog technology. I'm a digital person. And the Camry was inside the driveway, I would have been on the road at 6 a.m. I'd have been like, be back when the power's on. I can go down. I can take him to see Spider-Man, the latest movie, and Far From Home, and I can come right back up here. And I'll be only gone a day. And I was really tempted, and I really wanted to do it. And some inner part of my mind said, how much is that going to cost you? Well, that brings up a good point. How much does putting lots of time on the road or lots of miles in the air to see your child, how much does it cost you? I always look at it from this perspective. I'm a parent. I made a commitment. It doesn't matter how much it costs me. That's my kid. I need to be there. I have spent the last 6 weeks learning that no matter how often I am there and how hard I fight, the worst thing possible to me, which would be my son being placed out of home, is going to happen. And I can't prevent it because I'm not there 24/7. And when I came to that realization, which was only June 29th, I kind of slowed down a little bit. And I took a look at my credit card bills. And I took a look at the miles on my car. And I listened to what my body was telling me. Because let me tell you, folks, we are not meant to be in a seat. We are not meant to be sitting for long periods of time. And it, especially if you're within driving distance, that's a lot of driving. And I paused. And I decided that it was time to stop talking like William Shatner, but to take a break from the road. So I did. I have had to physically restrain myself, almost literally, from getting on the road every week for the last three. But I've done it. So can you. I am fond of telling you that you are only going to be as good to your children as you are to yourself. And this is true. So do as I say, don't do as I do. If you feel you need to take a break, be upfront with your kids about it. Tell them why. Tell them simply you're not feeling well and you want to be around for the next 40, 50, 60, whatever many years it is, and give yourself time. It's the best thing you can do. It really is, because you want every visit to have meaning and you want every visit to be, you want to cherish every moment of those visits. And if you don't take time for yourself, and if you don't listen to your body and your checkbook and your credit card statements, because we all know we spend more than we mean to on these trips, you're just not planning, you're not going to be there for the next 40 years or 50 years or 60, depending on how old you are. Take time for yourself. It's okay occasionally to come off the road. One of these days, folks, I will get this right, and I will not sound like William Shatner, and I will not be saying, In the meantime, please bear with me. I am really brilliant on the written page, but for some reason, I have a difficult time as all heck presenting myself live and in person, or even on a recording. You guys have no idea how much this has been over-recorded, or deleted and re-recorded, and it probably will be again before you hear it. That's because I'm human and I make mistakes and I feel like I have to fight twice as hard to show that I'm half as good as a residential parent, especially a residential mom. And we'll get into that in another episode about, you know, the whole non-residential mom thing, because that's a, we haven't even scratched the surface about that. Right now, though, we're talking about the multiple reasons why, if you're not feeling up for making a trip and you haven't promised your child, you should not be making a trip. There are also multiple reasons why, if you are feeling up to it, you should not, and you promised your child, you should not be making a trip. And we will to see them, and we will get to those after the break. Stay tuned. I was just pausing, hello again, to go and see if I had any texts from my ex-husband about leading man number one. I had checked in and to see if there were any because autism issues. Jeez, William Shatner, ghost of, leave me alone. Anyway, there weren't. So all of the reasons, getting back to the original topic, that even if you promised, you should not go down to see your son or daughter. Weather. I'm a New Englander. I grew up out in Western New York. Weather is my all-time favorite reason. The only reason, in fact, I'll explain why in a moment, for not getting on the road when you say you will. Folks, you know how to drive. You know how to drive safely. You know how to take it at a reasonable distance in rain, sleet, snow, thunder, lightning, heavy wind. You know how to stay in that right lane and drive along the highway to wherever it is you're going to see your kid. And by the way, you understand that the importance is of seeing your child, not actually getting there 5 seconds ahead of time. As the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut will attest, the rest of the world doesn't think like you do, or the rest of traffic and wherever you're going. I recently took a road trip with husband number two, aka the current, and he was amazed at how within 5 miles of the speed limit I was going. Occasionally I got it up to 7. Here's why. I have seen so many accidents in good weather, caused by people that were just trying to get there a few minutes faster. You don't want to do that. And you don't want to do it in weather. If it's snowing, if there's gale force winds, flooding, don't try it. As a matter of fact, if there's even a prediction of it, as flaky as the weather is, and let me tell you, I absolutely have zero faith in meteorologists since Martin Luther King Day, when they produced a weekend, they predicted a huge storm, ice, rain, snow, all along the Northeastern Corridor from Boston down to New York. Governor of New Jersey declares a state of emergency. We barely get anything. Man, I missed two actual parent-teacher meetings that Monday. No, a psychiatrist and a parent-teacher meeting, and I felt like an idiot because I had to explain, well, they predicted black ice along the corridor that I come down between Connecticut and New York Metro. If there's a prediction of the weather, don't wait for the weather to decide what it's going to do. Cancel earlier rather than at the last minute. If the weather lets up, you can show up. If it doesn't, you're not letting down your kid when they're expecting you. But weather is, don't do it. And here's why. I told you I would tell you. My son, 13th birthday, I think it was. He was in 8th grade. I hit the road through Worcester, Massachusetts, in 6 inches of snow. It was in a Toyota Camry LE. And that might have been an 07. Not as good on the roads as my 14. And I did it because I promised my son I would be there. And I didn't cancel. It happened to be his birthday that year. And I didn't cancel because they said the weather would be fine in Connecticut. So, you know, magically, as soon as I cross the Connecticut border and come within, you know, a reasonable range of Hartford, all the snow's going to go away. Well, that was true. But first I had to get through the 6 inches of snow on the road in Massachusetts. And that went well past Worcester, down the Mass Pike, down 84, right into New Britain, which is the halfway point between where I live and where my son lives, New Britain, Connecticut. That was the last time I got on the road for snow. So, weather, think about how your child's going to feel if you get into an accident coming to see them, and cancel early so you don't let them down. The other reason, your health. If your knee is sprained, if your wrist is hurting, if your neck is bothering you, if your lower back is out, hey guys, we're all parents, which means we are all at least 22, 23, 25, sometimes as old as 30, 40, or 50, or even older, X number of years. Your body's going to catch up with you. And as I said earlier, humans are not meant to sit in those seats. If you're not feeling well and you haven't booked a flight where you can get up and walk around, if you're going to be stuck in a car, or if you're not feeling well and you have flight insurance, don't do it. Always remember that you need to be around for the next 40, 50, 60 years of your child's life. And as I say in an earlier podcast, also think about how your child's going to feel if they ever find out, and they will, because kids are just like omniscient and omnipotent, I have decided. Look at my son, who is technically intellectually disabled, and I know that's what it says on paper, but yeah, more perceptive than a whip. So anyway, think about how your child's going to feel if something happens and you are on your way to see them. Kids are smart. Kids assume guilt. It's just something kids do. Go look at Jared Leto and Mr. Nobody. That's a good cautionary tale. So we've got the weather. We've got your health. Your health extends to if you have a cold or the flu, because you're a parent. So if you're sick, you're going to give that sickness to your child, and your child is going to, very thoughtfully, give it to his entire high school class or elementary school class, including that teacher. And just like it does when you're a residential parent, whatever that is, it's going to wend its way through all 30 of those children. Maybe you're lucky and you have a lower school, teacher to student ratio. It's going to wend its way through all of those children and your ex your fearless co-parent, X, and their current partner and the children they share, if that's the case. And while that might be somewhat gratifying, it is not an ideal scenario. Hey, the one benefit we get from being non-residential parents is that nobody can point to us and say, we got a classroom infected. We're not there to send our kids into school, which sucks. But at the same time, it gets us out of the culpability of we infected a whole classroom. Don't do it if you're not feeling well. If your child is not feeling well, that's another reason. Do you really want to drag your kid out and about? Unless you live locally. That's a little bit of a different story. When I lived in Wayne, New Jersey, which is only about 25 minutes from where my son lives, yeah, I would look at it and be like, what, I can't take care of him when he's sick? If you live if you live further out and they're not feeling well, I know it sucks. I really do, and I'm with you on this, and I know it hurts, but they're going to be more comfortable at home. Don't put them through trying to act like they're feeling better. Don't put the pressure on them to, you know, put on a brave face or mask their symptoms, because don't forget, time with you is hard to get, so kids will do these things. I have witnessed it. You're not feeling well, I'm going to let you hang out with mom or dad. And I will see you and give them a tangible date when you will see them again. Postpone the trip till the following weekend if you can, or tell them the following month if you can't, or if you have, you know, non-refundable plane tickets booked, or they do in reverse. That's a different story. So then you want to notify then you want to take yourself or them to the doctor and make sure they're feeling well enough. But I would imagine, I don't know because I've only ever been within a drive away, that you might want to have flight insurance for those times and talk to airlines in advance and choose an airline that's kid-friendly and all of that good stuff. Again, I'm really sorry, folks, if you live more than a flight away, and I'm about to embark on that journey, I'm not really good in that regard. But the whole point of this podcast, by the way, is to release yourself from guilt for the things you can't do as a non-residential custodian. So your health, their health, weather. Those are the three times that is absolutely perfectly fine to say, I can't make it this weekend. I will see you next. And it all comes down to you need to be around for that number of X number of years. And you're not going to do that if you're risking your neck now. And a lot of us are tempted to do that because there's a lot of pressure, especially on, all right, sorry, God, dads. I know the mom's perspective. There's a lot of pressure on us to prove, like I said, we'll say, how good we are. And if we don't show up, the rest of the world might not see us as good. Or our kids might think we let them down. Here's a bit of advice. Your child is going to be more let down if you don't take care of yourself and you can't be there for them in the future than the one time you miss. And there are a ton of ways to stay connected to your kid and the times when you are not there that you can certainly do in the meantime so that they know, even if you're not there in person, you are thinking of them and you are connected to them. Folks, we're all brilliant parents. You're brilliant parents. You're only going to be as good to your kids as you are to yourself. So take care of yourselves. Absolutely, 100%. Short episode this week. This is the Mother Oak signing off. As always, you can find me on Twitter at ChristinaMR68. ChristinaMR68 at readactively.org. And you can find me on because-autism.blog. And if you are emailing me or looking me up on Twitter or Facebook, it's the same handle on Facebook, at ChristinaMR68. Always remember to drop that 8 out of H out of Christina. Not the 8, just the H. And I will speak to you next week. Or sooner. This is the Mother Rogue signing off.